Amen. Do please sit. A few years ago, I was sitting in the car, the car we had then, was taking our cat, Tigger, to the vet. And she needed to go, she wasn't, obviously, because she wasn't very well. We were sitting at traffic lights, stopped. And suddenly, boomf, from behind, a car came into the back of our car. And it was damaged, not beyond, it wasn't hopeless. And in fact, the traffic lights turned green. We were able to pull over to one side and we got it all sorted out. And when it came back, wow, I hardly recognized the car. It was beautiful. It was clean. It was polished. It was, the new bit was put on and, oh, fantastic. I should have gone out and got it done again. But no, it was the thing was, it had been damaged on the outside, and an outside, external damage could be repaired. Now, a few years before that, I'd had a similar car. And we'd gone out as a family one day, and we came to a river crossing. Now, there was a narrow bridge, but all the traffic seemed to be coming towards me on that bridge. And there was a ford crossing. And it didn't say, don't try it. So, and I'd seen something go through it. My parents used to love, when I was a boy, driving through fords, and we'd go in and out the other side. Well, we went in and just about crawled out. You see, there'd been a problem, and it sucked water up into the engine, and boom, it was wrecked. Nothing could repair that engine. It was irreparable. As well. If we get a scratch on the outside of a car, we can repair it. I just asked John to come along with his teacup and he could do it. Or we get someone else. I've got a dent in the car at the moment. A skip leapt out. It wasn't there, and then it suddenly was, and it leapt out and bumped the car. That can be repaired. With a bit of time, it can be repaired, but the engine's still good. But if the engine, the soul, the heart of a car is ruined, that's it. You get sand in the carburetor, or you don't bother to put oil, to change the oil or anything like that. Or worse, if it's a diesel car and you put petrol in it, or if it's a petrol car and you put diesel in it, and then you drive off, voomf, it's lost. You've had it. No good at all. No, it's no point in cleaning it, no point in repainting it, no point in polishing it. Maybe when we got the car, I've only once done this, and that was when somebody else bought it for the church and I was able to use it. I've never had a new car. Has anybody here had a new car? What? Yes, a few. Yes, and it's great, looks wonderful on the outside. But a couple of journeys later, a stone's jumped up and scratched it slightly. Or, you know, there's little bits and pieces of damage to it. But it's external. It's all right. It can be mended. It can be sorted out. If the car is damaged on the inside, though, it's only good for... Is it McGuinness that used to be... around here, the scrap heap? Well, yes, that's all it's good for. One thing we've all got in common here, big revelation. We've all been born. And all of us, without exception, we were born. And when we were born, maybe on the outside we didn't look all that wonderful, though to our parents, no doubt we did. But inside there was a new life. Brand spanking new, innocent, shining, beautiful. But it takes about 3.5 seconds for that life to start being not quite so beautiful, doesn't it? As we grow up, we do things wrong. That innocent life at the beginning begins to get damaged. Now, it might be damaged by other people It's so horrible when we hear of adults doing horrible things to children and their lives are damaged. But children damage their own lives themselves. Adults damage their own lives. They might fuel the life with the wrong thing, as in a diesel having petrol in it and petrol engine having diesel in it. I met someone yesterday when we had the prayer. Well, we didn't have a tent because couldn't get it up, but we had prayer table down by London Road, and actually Dawn prayed with someone, and that was great. She turned up this morning at 2 o'clock. Yes, bless her. but there was obviously something very deeply wrong with that lady's life. And actually that was good. It was a good thing, because Dawn praying with her and the conversation that was had and the Bible that she took with her, it's obviously stirred something else, something up. That lady's life is deeply, deeply damaged. And it needs repair. More than that, it needs replacing. It needs replacing. Because the damage has gone, is real, whether it's caused by somebody else or caused by ourselves. The damage is real. The damage is deep. And no amount of tea cut will sort it out. The damage has been done to the very center, to the very soul of the person. Especially if we've been feeding our center, our heart, our soul with the wrong things, with the wrong influence. We've watched the wrong things, we've read the wrong things, we've absorbed the wrong things into our lives, and we've all done it. There's no one who hasn't done it. Our lives are innocent, pure, good lives that God created and He gave to us when we were born are wrecked. Because we've all sinned. And sin destroys. The only place for a sin-destroyed life is the scrap heap. All have sinned, said Paul. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The life God has given us has been spoiled, either by us or by others, usually by both. And so what do we do? Do we say, oh dear, and nothing more? Well, the first thing is we have to admit that we're in a mess, just like Isaiah did. Woe to me, he said. I am ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. It's no good saying, well, my exterior, I'm well polished on the outside, and I don't look as bad as the next one. I do lots of good things. But again, in the book of Isaiah, we have these words. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. They're like filthy rags. We have to admit that we're in a mess. So what do we do about it? Try harder, go to church more, pray more, read the Bible more. All of these are good things, but they are still just cleaning the outside. They are still just polishing the paintwork. They're still just ironing out the dents and the scratches. They're not touching the inside, the deep inside. Isaiah admitted his need, and God dealt with it. One of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. Or Jesus put it this way, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. That phrase can be translated as born from above. God takes the initiative. He brings us new birth. The old life goes. A new life begins. The original car of life that was created by the Father is wrecked beyond repair. But by his death and resurrection, the Son offers us a completely new car of life, if you like. That's given to us by grace. We accept the gift in faith that all is well. So we've got the car. We can get in it. But we still can't drive it because it's lacking something. It's got fuel, it's got everything, but it's lacking something. What if you get into a car and you can't drive it, assuming you're proficient, you've passed your driving test, what do you need to get the car started? A key. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. We need the key. God the Father created us. God the Son redeems us. God the Holy Spirit is the key. We need the Spirit for the car to go. The Spirit is the key. Again, as Jesus said, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and the Spirit. We need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to have and live this new life. So let's just sum that up quickly. Our life starts off innocent. It gets spoilt beyond repair, and no amount of tinkering will help. We have to admit our need to hand back that wrecked life. The only place for the wrecked life, and if we're still attached to it, is the scrap heap. We have to hand back that wrecked life to God, and he gives us a new life, and that's made possible by the Son. And then we live the new life in the power of the Spirit. Have we done that? Have we done that? I can't do it for you. You can't do it for anybody in the family. You can't do it for the person next to you. You can only do it for yourself. Have you admitted your need? Have you handed back the wreck of your life to God? Have you received the new life? If anyone is in Christ, there's a new creation. The old has gone, behold, the new has come. Let's drive this new life, live this new life with the key, who is the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Holy Jesus, Holy Spirit, transform us, renew us, we pray. We need you. We need you desperately. We ask in your name, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.